Okay, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, what do you say? I got Ankerstrom. The first name.
Needed to call and tell you.
Okay, I'm just a little confused as far as, so they came over last night?
They came over to my house last night while I was in the garage. I'm redoing my bathroom.
Right, and this is Jackie and Lisa?
Jackie and Lisa.
Okay, so Jackie's the one that lived at right across the street.
Jackie's the widow.
Okay, and then Lisa was the one.
Lisa is the neighbor where Jackie was running to.
Right.
The night that this all occurred.
Okay, so then last night they come over, and tell me again what they
came over. Lisa says, we were in the house, here's your mail, Adrian. We've been looking for Tom's wallet, can't find it. We did find all kinds of drugs. We threw...
And they said the drugs were found at the...
Yes, sir.
In the garage?
In the garage.
Okay. And then they...
And that they threw the... They said there was cocaine, there was marijuana, there was... And I'm not going... I know for sure cocaine and marijuana, and I was under the impression, she said, that there were other things.
Mm-hmm.
That there were bongs, that there were things that you do drugs. Oh, needles, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Now, the only people that lived there was Tom, Jackie, and then the 15-year-old daughter, right?
And I never suspected them of drug use. I mean, I would have bounced them out a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what they were saying disturbs me, because now that somebody is dead, they're going to be yapping all this stuff, and I'm thinking, good God, if he was a monster, somebody would have said something while he was alive,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if they're just straight out lying.
Why would you think they'd come over and tell you these things?
Good God.
You don't know?
No.
I mean, have they ever confided in you before about serious things like that?
Not one thing. Jackie, I've seen her with the swollen face a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Jackie, what happened? Because she had a swell on her lower cheek.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I've got an abscess. And I looked at her, and I interrogated her. And she's kind of a dingy woman that doesn't take much pressure, but I said, Jackie, now you know, what have you been eating? What happens? Why does this do this? And then, you know, a couple weeks later, she had the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't bruised, because I looked.
Mm-hmm.
And she was swollen up. So, you know, I completely believe that she had an abscess, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, and the first thing I'm thinking is, oh, my gosh, did she get hit? But, you know, I guess that one went over my head, although I had gone ahead to say, are you okay? Did anything happen to you? No, I have an abscess, too.
Did you ever see any disturbances at the house before?
No.
No? Okay.
No, and I live right across the street, and I rent to those folks. Every
right.
now and again, you know, a husband and a wife, wow, wow, wow.
Did you ever across the street to collect rent or anything? Or?
Oh, of course. And usually I would telephone and they would bring it over because they brought me rent twice a month instead of once a month.
Uh-huh.
And Friday was their payday for once a month.
Uh-huh.
They were behind $600, so they had $600. They wanted to get their daughter to go to track and, you know, mm-hmm. all kinds of these little things. So right. he used to get paid twice a month, and I'd say, okay. Every now and again, he had managed to go behind when he knew he was going to have a third payday in a month.
Right.
They didn't make it up. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, they rented for 3 years. I knew it was always a task to get their rent paid, but they always paid their rent.
Right.
You know, they were very honest and forthright about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they came over twice a month. Every now and again, I'd go over there. A month ago, they plugged the kitchen sink. Jackie always would call me. It was an emergency if anything went wrong, but I didn't feel that they were anything but just a middle-aged couple that had a kid late in life and,
mm-hmm.
you know, old and happy and poor and, you know,
right.
just folk.
So did you say then you had seen domestic incidents between them before? Or?
No.
No?
Never.
No arguments?
You know, I mean, let me tell you, when I was redoing the roof, Tom was so polite, he says to my brother, well, oh, gosh, all my things are in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got to get this roof on. I don't want this to rain on my roof. That was it.
Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, when you're...
Yeah, he was not a demonstrative person. He was not an aggressively outward, you know, assertive person.
Mm-hmm.
He was not.
Right.
But then this, you know what, that whole thing, you know, I'll never understand, but the horse shit about the drugs
mm-hmm.
really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
it really bothers me because there is, it's not right.
Did they say where they found this stuff?
They said in the garage. Now, I would think after the crime scene, didn't officers go through the house?
I don't know. I left, oh, I don't remember what time I left, but I think they were still waiting. But did they say specifically where they found it in the garage?
No.
No?
But, you know, they don't, if there was paraphernalia, it'd still be over there.
Yeah.
In the trash can, at worst.
Mm-hmm.
But it bothers me that now they're saying that and that they spouted that off to me, and I'm sure I'm the only person that they said that to.
Mm-hmm. What time did they come over last night?
It was late. It was after dark. I was working at the house until 11:30, so it must have been, oh gosh, 10?
Mm-hmm. And to that point, they'd never come over to your house and confide in anything in you before?
Nothing about this, nothing about drugs. You know, mm-hmm. He smoked cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to sleep at 8:45 every evening.
Mm-hmm.
He went to sleep at 8:45 every evening. Early in the day, they said, Jackie only got 3 hours sleep a night. It's not sitting right with me. The one that I would be the most suspectful of is the one that spouts off. And Lisa's had a drug problem in her youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it...
How long have you lived across the street from them?
Me? Almost 13 years.
Oh, they've lived in that house?
No, I've lived here 13 years.
No, how long has Tom and Jack?
3 years. So almost 3 years.
Okay. And in that 3 years, you've never seen any domestic incidents between them?
I have never seen a domestic incident.
And in that 3 years, she, Jacqueline or Lisa, have never come over and confided anything in you before?
Never.
This is the first time.
After the fact, Lisa says, oh, well, they were something on her. And she's, you know, she's kind of a busybody. I think it's all in good, but then you start drinking and you start doing things and saying things you shouldn't necessarily say in the way you say them, and, you know.
Now, were you home at any time on Saturday?
No, sir.
You were gone the whole day?
I was at my parents'.
Okay.
But I did get a telephone call in the evening on Saturday to tell me what happened, and I said, you know what, you guys, I'm not coming home. I'm staying right here where I'm safe. And
Mr. Downer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Well, that's it. But, you know, that's a chunk that.
Let me, real quick, hold on 1 second, if you would. Get some personal information from you. Are you home today? Or?
No, I was getting ready to go to work, and I thought, no, I'm going to call these people.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. If I need to get a hold of you, I can get a hold of you at work.
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right, anything else?
That's it. You know, I'm real sad about what happened.
Yeah, I think everybody is.
Yeah, I feel for all parties. I feel for all those mm-hmm. officers that had mm-hmm. to be there, and I feel for all the neighbors that had to walk.
Mm-hmm. Kids, neighbors, everybody that's involved. All right. Well, I know where to get a hold of
you. And I don't know if that sheds any light on it other than it makes it more suspicious to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.